Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I want to start with an example today that some of you may be somewhat familiar with, although you may not know it exactly this way. It was a Mother's Day weekend a number of years ago, and Dad had woken up unhappily. Now, he's not happy because he figured to sleep in a lot longer than he was going to get to. And now he's unhappy because, you see, he's looking for his slippers, which he can't find. I'll come back to the slippers in a moment. And the reason he's really annoyed is because, you see, he's only half awake and he's headed for the bathroom. And he proceeds to stub not one toe, not two, but actually four of them by the time he gets to the bathroom. And now he's really getting kind of grumpy. So he decides, fine, I'll head downstairs. I'll get my morning coffee. Remember what day this is now, mind. He's also going to make, very sweetly, a pot for his wife. He doesn't do a lot of domestic chores in the kitchen. This is a bit of a reach for him. He gets to the third step of 14, and he steps on one of the kids' toys. He lands on his bum, and he goes sailing down the stairs and goes thump at the bottom. Whereupon his three-year-old rounds the corner and says, "Daddy, that was great. Do it again." And now he is really annoyed. So he is sitting there with a cup of coffee, the pot's on, he's looking very grumpy, and his wife walks in. And she says to him, very sweetly, giving him a kiss on the forehead, "Morning, dear." And he goes, "Yeah, no, nothing good about it." Grumps at her. She says, "Would you like to talk about it?" She's being very sweet to him. And he goes, "Yeah." And she says, "Well, when you're ready, I'll be here." And so starts Mother's Day in this particular household. Now, the whole point of it is she knows exactly what's going on with him, and he hasn't said more than maybe a half a dozen words. But it's because of what she sees. And that's where we are here. It's because of what you see. Now, it's a little early, I'll admit. This is Christmas in May, because of this reading. This is actually usually Christmas in July. We often read the text about then. And the reason I say it's Christmas is because, see, it's the festival of dedication. Now, if that doesn't ring any bells with you, let me give you a different word for it. Hanukkah, which is usually right next to Christmas when we do this celebration. And there's a whole celebration that goes with it, because what we're doing is celebrating having thrown the Romans out. We actually got that accomplished in 167 BC. We took over. I'm not going to go into all the details. But the thing is, they go, all right, you're going to be the Messiah. Tell us, yes or no. We want a straight answer. It's very simple. And Jesus goes, no, it's not. I've shown you all these things. Look and see. You've seen the miracles. You've seen the working. You've seen the people. What are you not seeing? And what they're not seeing is they're not seeing with anything more than just their eyeball. I have friends who work for the Edmonton Fire Department. They've done this for years. One of my good friends, she said, you know, it's like the day I was getting back into the unit. This is a huge hook and ladder truck, right? She's climbing back in, major fire. She's covered in soot, except for her face, which has had the helmet on it. And a person comes up to her on the street and says, oh, was there a fire? Like, what's your first clue? The fire truck's right here. I'm covered in soot from work. But was there a fire? We still do this stuff. And Jesus goes, all you have to do is look and see what I'm after. Oh, and by the way, I'll sign my death warrant to go with it. He does that right at the end of the passage, because he says this, the Father and I are one. No, you don't. No, you can't. That's blasphemy. That's heresy. You piker. You cannot claim this. You are not God. And Jesus goes, oh, you don't know. You have no idea who I am. Not really, because you're not really paying attention. You bring all these preconceptions with you. What Jesus asks us to do is this. Move them out of the road. Just get rid of them a little bit. I heard this the other day. And see, we still do these things. My wife was talking to our youngest, and she was giving him instructions, you know, about what you're going to need to get this particular task done. And he's gone, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. 5 minutes. Some of you mothers may know how this works, where you're getting, uh-huh. And she finally said to him, oh, and by the way, how'd you like to move $500,000 over into my checking account? And he went, uh-huh. Not listening. And I said to him, were you paying attention at all? And he said this, no, it was just mum talking. So what he did when he showed up this morning is I looked him in the eye and I said to him, what day is it? And he went, oh, it's Mother's Day. See, he's remembered that. And I said, I want you to think about this, how important that woman is. Because I'll tell you this, she brought you in, she can take you out. He went, okay, Dad. And I said, no, I'm going to work. He said, got it. And he made a pot of coffee for his mother. Not bad. The whole point is, are we actually seeing this? Because Jesus is giving us the most priceless treasure we have, eternal life. You can't buy this. You can't rent it. You can't own it. You can't earn it. Free gift. It's like here, forgiveness, free gift. This, says Jesus, is what I'm offering. This is what I give you. Take a close look. And may we all be paying attention this week to what God is up to as we work for the kingdom. Amen.